I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinaz Okos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Welcome to it, beloved. Welcome to yet another episode of Deeply Rooted, where we help each other grow in our relationships with God, where we help each other navigate, you know, the issues of life and try to understand them through the lens of the Word of God and understand God's perspective on those particular issues. So, yeah, you are welcome. If it's your first time, welcome. If you are a regular, welcome again and thanks for the support. And yes, man, I trust that you are all being blessed. And yeah, it's a good week for some of us. It's not too good of a week for others, but either way, wherever you stand, God is still seated on the throne and he can still change your situation. So keep on keeping on and keep having faith. And this week won't be any different. We will be talking about a particular issue that is, you know, no stranger to many of us, and it's actually quite relatable, and it actually hits home for me personally because it's something that I struggled with when I was growing up, and sometimes it does creep up even in my adult life. But as you always know, beloved, every issue, everything that we face, whether it's relatable, whether it's a norm, but God has something to say about it, you know. God has something to say about it, and there's always God's perspective on everything that we go through, you know. So that's what Deeply Rooted is about. And some of you may guess, or some of you might have already guessed what I will be talking about, because it's something very relatable. I will be talking about low self-esteem. And as you know, it's something that we all go through. It's something that I struggled with, as I said, as a child, you know, growing up. And it leads to other things like imposter syndrome, for example. You know, it stems from low self-esteem. And we can all relate. Most people can relate, you know, to struggling with low self-esteem at some point in their lives, you know. So that's what we will be talking about today. And we'll be trying to get God's perspective on that today. And to start off, let us actually define what low self-esteem is, you know. So the dictionary definition says, low self-esteem is characterized by a lack of confidence in one's worth, abilities, or morals, or even physical appearance, often resulting in negative self-perception and self-doubt. So that's what low self-esteem is, you know, if we would want to define it. And imposter syndrome, which is a byproduct of low self-esteem a lot of the time, is described or defined as follows. It is feelings of incapability and inadequacy despite outward success due to self-doubt and fear of being exposed as fake. So we've all, or most of us, have experienced this at some point in our lives. And I just want you to know, if you are still in that struggle, you're not alone. Because I also was, I fell victim to this, you know, growing up. And also sometimes in my adult life, in my young adult life, it does creep up every now and again. So you're not alone, beloved. You are literally not alone. Even in the Bible, you know, people that we hail today as heroes of faith, or people that were courageous and strong and were used mightily by God, also struggled with, you know, low self-esteem and imposter syndrome. I mean, look at Moses, for example. You know, God gave him a mandate to rescue his children from the land of captivity in Egypt, you know. And the first thing he said was, but God, you know me. I'm a person who stutters, you know. I have a stuttering problem. How am I even going to speak to the king, you know, to get through to him, you know. So that was just showing that he also suffered from low self-esteem and feeling, you know, like he's inadequate or doubting himself. So it's not a new thing, you know. Even being underestimated, it's not a new thing, you know. People that are hailed, you know, as heroes of faith, like David, for example, also struggled from being underestimated. You know, his family was facing, in fact, his nation was facing a giant named Goliath, and no one could defeat Goliath. And whenever he would want to, you know, face, you know, that enemy, people would be like, I mean, but you're just a small boy, you know, just go away, go take care of the sheep or something. But he was the one person that defeated, you know, that giant using, you know, just a small thing as a stone. So that just goes to show how God can use, and he can use anyone, whether you are struggling from self-esteem issues, imposter syndrome, or you are underestimated. God can use you despite your struggle in that particular thing, and you're not alone, you know. So yeah, so that's what we will be talking about today. And as said, I also struggled with it, you know, growing up in so many ways, in so many things. You know, for example, I was very insecure about even my physical attributes, you know, how I was created. I didn't like the fact that I was really tall growing up. I didn't even like my voice. I thought my voice was too deep to be a girl's voice, and so many other things, you know. And one thing I can say rescued me from that is definitely my relationship with Christ, you know, accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior, and just having a relationship with God rescued me. You know, a lot of people might not know how God can do that, you know, because, I mean, people think when you accept Christ, it's just a relationship whereby you pray about certain things, and okay, other things really need a professional, a therapist. Not to say that they don't, not to say that it's wrong to, you know, go to therapists to get counsel or whatever, but God can actually work inside of you, down deep on the inside of you, and undo things that were, you know, status quo for many years in your life, you know. So for example, if you were told that you're not pretty enough, or if you were told that you're incapable and you'll never be able to be anything or do anything, God can literally undo those things, you know. He can undo the effect of those things, and I've seen it personally in my own life, you know. So yeah, I struggled with it for so long, and when I accepted Christ, it literally gave me a new perspective. It literally impacted every area of my life, including this particular part of my life, you know, that I struggled with. And I know that a lot of young girls, particularly, especially, really struggle with, you know, these kind of insecurities, this kind of low self-esteem where you doubt yourself, your capabilities, you know, your physical attributes, and you believe that, you know, there's some alterations you feel like you want to make because you feel like you're not pretty enough, or even your personality. You know, sometimes it even goes down to your personalities. Low self-esteem is actually such a brutal thing that it can even make you second guess your personality and how you relate to people, whether you're an extrovert, you know, or an introvert, and make you feel like, okay, no, I'm too much, I'm too loud, or I'm too shallow, you know, I need to start standing out a bit. So it does so much to you, and it affects your life on so many levels, you know. And I speak from experience, and I speak as someone who's standing today as someone who no longer struggles with that thing. I'm not saying that thoughts of it don't come. Sometimes they do come, you know, thoughts of imposter syndrome, feeling like, okay, you know what, maybe I'm not adequate enough, or I'm not capable or equipped for this particular opportunity I've been given, or thinking that even the way I've been created, there are defects. You know, they do come, those thoughts come, but then I've learned how to overcome them, and I've learned how to counteract them using the word of God, you know. So you may be asking yourself, okay, Snazo, but how did you get to a place where, you know, low self-esteem doesn't weigh you down the way it did, or imposter syndrome doesn't weigh you down the way it did? And my answer is Psalm 139, basically. You know, the book of Psalm 139 is a very special book to my heart. It's very close to my heart because it literally helped me. It rescued me. You know, it changed my perspective on so many things, you know, and it literally, it helped me trample and defeat low self-esteem and imposter syndrome, which is a byproduct of low self-esteem, you know. So let's just read it together. Let's go through it together. So verse 1, Psalm 139, in fact, not verse 1, verse 13. Let's start at verse 13. So it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So let's just break it down together, beloved. So verse 13 says, for you created my inmost being, right? So this shows that God was intentional, not only about how he created you on the outside, but also in the inside. So it says, for you created my inmost being. So your inmost being speaks to your personality, for example, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert. It speaks to your voice, for example, how you sound, whether your voice is deep, whether your voice is not deep, whether your voice is squeaky. You know, it speaks to how God created you, and he was very intentional about even the deepest parts of you, you know, even how quirky you are, how awkward you are, how, you know, all those ways that you relate to people in the world. So he was particularly intentional. He was careful, you know, with that and in the way that he created you in your inmost being, you know. So it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I love this part, especially how it says, knit me together. I mean, the writer could have said, okay, you created me in my mother's womb. You placed me in my mother's womb. But the way he visualizes it is, you knit me together, you know. So if you've seen a designer or people that make clothes, you know how particular they are when they make those designs, you know. They have a particular end product that they want to see, you know, so they are very careful, you know, they craft it together and make sure that, okay, this kind of material is going to be suitable. This kind of, you know, design is going to look better, you know, it's going to look good. So it says God created our inmost being. So as I said, our personality traits, you know, our voice, our whether we introverted, extroverted, how we relate to the world, you know, how quirky we are, you know, the nitty gritties and the tiny bits of our inmost being. He was intentional with those. He had a reason, and he took his time as he knit us together in our mother's wombs. You know, he put us there knitting us together, knowing that I want to make Usnazo and I want her to be extroverted. I want her to have a deep voice. You know, I want her to be, you know, this kind of a person who has this kind of a personality, who speaks like this, who expresses herself like this. So God was very intentional about those parts in your inmost being, inside of you, right? And then verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So meaning, even these deep parts of you, like your personality, you know, the way you relate to people, you know, how quirky you are, how goofy you can get sometimes, those parts of you, God made you fearfully and wonderfully. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, you know. So he was very, very careful, because God is creative. You know, he's a very creative person. We see God in his creation, you know, how creative he is, how he created different species of animals, how he created different kinds of people, you know, different races, different skin tones, different heights and weights. So God is very creative, and he made you fearfully and wonderfully in your inmost being, right? Your personality is fearfully and wonderfully made. How introverted and extroverted you are is fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, how you relate to people, whether you may feel like, okay, I'm too shallow or I'm too loud. God was particular and intentional about those very bits of you, you know. And then verse 15 says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. I love this part that says, my frame was not hidden from you. So basically what it's saying is, you know how people build a house, right? I remember this from when I was young. At home, there used to be a plan, right? You know, when people are about to build a house, you know, whether it's the builders or whoever is responsible for putting together the plan, they have a blueprint of how they want the house to look like, right? And people pour their hearts out when they put together plans. So they are very particular about, okay, I wanted the door to look like this. I want the window to be designed in this shape and form. And I also want to swimming pool in this house. You know, I want it to be unique. I want the roof to be, you know, pointy. I don't want it to be straight. I want, you know, they have these specifications, and it's all from their creativity of how particular and special this house is going to be to them, you know. So the same thing applies here. It says, my frame was not hidden from you when you made me in the secret place. God had a frame about you. He had a frame of you in his mind before he made you. So you're not like a factory, you're not a factory product, you know, because in a factory, if you know how factories work, right, they're, usually a lot of the time they create things or they produce things in bulk, right? And they don't necessarily do things one by one. They do them in bulk and then they send them to the other stage, to the next stage of production. But with God, God was particular with each and every single bit one of us. You know, our frame, my frame and your frame, your particular frame was not hidden from his mind when he made you, right? So he knew that, okay, you know what? I'm going to create Snazo now. She's going to be light skinned. She's going to have a deep voice. She's going to be tall. She's going to be extroverted. She's going to be awkward at times. This is how she's going to relate to people. You know, this is how I will create her. So it shows God's intentionality in how he made you. It shows how intentional he was and that he did not make a mistake in how he made you, in your personality, in your, you know, in your awkwardness, for example, in your loudness, in your extrovertedness, even in your physique and how he made you physically. He was very particular because he knit you together and he had a frame. Your frame was not hidden from him when he made you in the secret place. So he drew up a blueprint. I can imagine God putting together a blueprint of how he wants you to look like, you know. He drew up a blueprint because that's how special you are to him. You know, in last week's episode, we spoke about how we are God's special possession, you know. So if you're God's special possession, you are something that's very dear to his heart. You are someone that's very dear to his heart. So even the way he made you, even the frame that he put together, he was very careful with it. He crafted you carefully from inside out, you know. And then verse 16 says, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. You know, even when it comes to places that you find yourself in, like let's say you got an opportunity at work, or you were placed in a particular workplace or a particular school, you know, so this part in scripture says, even before you got to that place, God ordained your days before even one of them came to be. So he knew that, okay, you would get that position. He knew that you would be in that particular school and you would have to show up in that school, you know. So that's why I always say imposter syndrome is a scam. It's really a scam, because if God knew that, you know, he created you and he ordained your days even before one of them came to be, he knew that you would get at that moment where you feel incapable or you feel inadequate, you know, but even if it is like that, you know, even if you get to that point and you feel inadequate, just know that God ordained your days even before one of them came to be. So he knew that you were supposed to be there and you are ordained to be there, basically, you know. So if you are supposed to show up as a person who's an owner or a person who plays a certain role, you know, you should be confident in the fact that, you know, God ordained my days even before one of them came to be. So when this day came, I should know that I'm capable and I'm supposed to be here. It's not a mistake for me to be here. It's not a mistake for me to be handed this opportunity, you know, so I should take it with both hands and I should literally trust God with it, because he ordained this day before it even came to be, you know. So yeah, beloved, that's basically what helped me in a nutshell. Psalm 139 has been very beneficial to me in my journey to restoring, in my journey of restoring my low self-esteem. You know, now I know, you know, from the time when I was 15 years old, because that's when I gave my life to Christ, I knew from that time that, you know what, God was intentional about me. Whether I was told, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I was made to feel I'm too tall, or my voice is too deep, or I'm too extroverted, I know that God was intentional with those parts of me. You know, he created my inmost being. He knit me together in my mother's womb. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I know that my frame was not hidden from me when he made me. So he had a blueprint of how he wanted me to be in my entirety, you know, holistically. He had a blueprint of how he wanted my personality to be, how I should relate to people, you know, my voice as well. And even physically, you know, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made because God took his time with me. You know, I am one of one. And that's another thing that you should keep in mind, beloved, that there's no one else like you. There's no one else who's a photocopy of you. Even if you're a twin, even if you have lookalikes, yes, they look like you, but they're not you. You have a particular blueprint of your own. You know, you have personality traits of your own. You have a character of your own, you know. So God was intentional about you. That is one thing that you need to know. And when you know that in the inside of you, and you have faith in it, that God created your inmost being and he made you fearfully and wonderfully, even physically, you know, your frame wasn't hidden from him when he made you in the secret place. When you know those things down deep on the inside of you, they shine through to the outside. They shine through and you begin to walk with confidence. You begin to walk in faith, you know, even other parts in scripture that encourage you and that tell you that you're more than a conqueror. You know, you are loved by God, you are chosen, you are a royal priesthood, you know, you are able and you've got authority to trample on scorpions and snakes. All of those things, you are then able to believe them and walk in them and walk in confidence, because now you know that God was intentional about you, you know, and even opportunities that you get given in life, you know, you grab them with both hands because you know that God created you with intentionality. He was very intentional when he made you in the secret place. He made you fearfully and wonderfully, you know. Your frame was not hidden from him in the secret place when he made you. You know, he's a God that is literally so creative that he took his time with you, with every personality trait, with every physical attribute. So that is basically what helped me in a nutshell, beloved. And it began to shine through. The more I read that scripture, the more I meditated on it and thought about it, it shined through me, you know. And I started walking in confidence. I started trusting even other parts of scripture, you know. And it's actually very helpful, beloved. I've seen it. I'm testament to it. I'm not saying that those thoughts don't come, because, I mean, sometimes they do come. But immediately when I think of Psalm 139, you know, I dismantle all of those thoughts and I begin to walk in who God created me to be. And I begin to walk in confidence and trust. So that can also be you, beloved. I know it's not an easy journey, but it starts with faith. It starts with believing what God has said about how he made you and created you and ordained your days. You know, that's where it starts. And from there, you are literally not going to be stopped. You're going to be unstoppable. Praying for you, beloved. I know it's not an easy journey. I've also walked the journey. It's not an easy one, but God is still seated on the throne and he wants to make sure that you have a life, you know, that honors him. You have a life that is happy and you're free from low self-esteem. We've come to the end of our episode, beloved, and don't forget to subscribe to Ayono FM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we've also got other podcasts under Times Live, by the way. You can listen to SL Cabinet, Business Day Spotlight, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and there's so many more others under Times Live as well. So be sure to listen in, and until next time, you are loved, you are valued, you are treasured by your Heavenly Father. This was Deeply Rooted with me, Sinazo Goss. God bless.